morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Morelikeradio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
Mark Out Radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with Jay Fox.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
Welcome back to the Ellis and Albert Show.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Radio Meltdown.
Consume Radio.
The Nerd Hour.
All right, you're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
Looking for something fun and interesting and new to do on Saturday? We all are! So why don't you join Holly in Seattle and Rorschach for It's All About Me, live on More Like Radio every Saturday at noon. Yes, that's right. We're over here now. We've changed. Everybody's allowed to change. Why can't you accept change, goddammit?
Go away.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to everybody listening.
Oh, Jesus, Mary. I'm not even going to look at the chat.
Hey, everybody. It's All About Me. We're live on Saturdays. Back. Holly and I are.
I know. Thank God.
Like radio.
Last week, you know, I love Scrambler to death. He's like the greatest thing ever. But I felt so lost without you. I couldn't do the show. It was horrible.
I still want to hear it. I heard Danny Glover called in.
Yeah, I know, but that's... Ugh, whatever. So anyways, hi, everybody.
I have a contempt for the audience.
I'm so nervous. Why am I nervous?
I don't know. I am too. It's ridiculousness. I looked in the chat room at all the people. I said, okay, I'm done.
I know. We got a lot of people in chat. So if you're listening live here on More Like Radio... Get in the chat room. Just go to the morelikeradio.com website. Click on the toolbar live. That'll take you to the chat and the audio portion of the website. And then on the right-hand side, there's a, bar on the side. And then just hit change username and type your name in the chat box thingy. And that'll change your name.
Or if you want to make me feel comfortable, go away!
Just don't look at the chat.
Just not looking at it.
So anyways, excuse me. Thank you to Marianne, Punchy, Hammy, Marie, and Royce for everything that you've done and welcoming us to More Like Radio.
They did what to us?
They brought us here.
Oh.
They accepted us. They accepted us into the family.
I know.
Isn't it exciting?
And we'd also like to say thank you to Mr. Producer over at Radio FUBAR.
Yes, because if it wasn't
for hosting us for so long.
Yeah, if it wasn't for him, we never, ever even would have done this live. We would.
But now,
yes,
we are on, I think, bigger and better.
Bigger, better than ever.
Yeah. And I don't know why I'm talking like that.
I don't either. Are you reading script? But you know what? I think that, you know, we need to do like the new and improved. That's the last time I'm ever playing that stupid Barry Manilow song. I've had it.
Ugly Kid Joe.
I fucking had it with Barry and his bullshit. So we need to make a new promo. So you need to get with whatchamacallit? Foggy Otis. Because I really want a ukulele.
I know.
Ukulele, it's just, song.
It's so hard to, you know, I'm not a musician and I don't know music, but I can throw always something. I can always throw something together. And it's just hard when, man, if the creativity don't hit you, baby, it just don't happen, cat. You know what I'm saying?
You need to get back in the groove, dude.
Mm-hmm. And by that, you mean?
Back in the New York groove? I'm back. Back in the New York groove. So now that we're on a new station,
mm-hmm.
I think that we need to make some changes.
I agree.
No more anal fissure jokes.
Wait, what?
No more anal fissure talking. No more white hot shit.
Wait, why is this now?
And no more piss buckets, because we need to ramp it up.
How is that ramping it up? It sounds like that's ramping it down.
Nobody wants to hear about your anal fissures.
Everybody, my ass is the most important damn thing on the show.
What, and especially the piss bucket.
Well, should I play piss bucket for the final time then?
I don't know if anybody really wants to hear it.
Who all wants to hear the piss bucket song out there?
No, we're not firing the Rorschach Kenny Daly. Wait, let's do a roll call really fast because there's like 50,000 people in chat and I love every single one.
Okay, I'm cutting off my headphones.
All right, don't listen. We have, I'm just reading. I can't read the, let me see. JJ Stoner. Hi, JJ. I am Pikey. James from Long Island. Jay from Huntington. Queen Elizabeth. Miss Kitty. Go Pack Joe. Hippo Juice. Kenny Daly. Murph Twit. I don't know who Murph Twit is. Is that somebody I know? Because they're calling for the Piss Bucket song. Your Majesty, the Queen, is saying that you look just like the piss boy.
Holly?
Yeah.
Okay, I have lost Holly.
What?
Okay, there you are. Whoa, wait. Holly, I'm dropping out over here. Is it Skype
just
okay?
You. It's Skype. Okay. Yeah, it's
Sorry
just Skype.
Sorry about that, guys. We're having a little technical difficulty here. This is called live radio, and I have figured out the culprit. It's my headphones. There we go.
Oh, good. Butt monkeys in chat too. So get in the chat, everybody, if you're listening live.
Can I also say how just happy and horny I am that Queen Elizabeth is here today?
I know, she's your lover. But don't talk too loud because Jay from Huntington's in there too, her Twitter husband. He might get jealous.
Jay from Huntington can suck my dick.
Ooh, oh shit. Oh shit. Play your song for everybody so it can just like be the last time that you ever play it, as long as we live. So help me God.
One, two, three, hey, hey, ho, hee, hee, hey, hey, that's why I ordered a piss bucket.
Testing, one, two, three, is that working? Not for me, hey, hey, that's why I ordered a piss bucket. Piss bucket, I keep it in my room at night, cause I drink lots of beer. And I fried, and piss bucket, how I love you so. You're my piss bucket, and you're the most wonderful thing in the world. And I'm shoehorning lyrics in, what you gonna do about that? Piss bucket, I love you, you're black and you're oh so true. Piss bucket, how I love you. Piss bucket, you're wonderful to me. Hey, hey, ho, hee, hee, hee. Piss bucket, what would I do without you? I love you so, and I can't let you go. And I want you to know I'm glad you're there for me at night. Because I'll be too scared to walk to the bathroom by myself in the middle of the night. I love you, piss bucket.
Get of here.
Oh, shit.
All right.
So wait a minute. Miss Kitty put a Home Depot bucket in there. That's what I'm saying. That's what I should have bought you for Christmas. I should have.
But I don't need another one.
Yeah, you did, because you were using it for the friggin' beer cooler. That was so nasty. You need to get a... I mean...
Oh, shit, I did do that, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah, you did. You did.
I had used it as a piss bucket, then the next morning I washed it out, then used it as a beer cooler.
That's so disgusting.
It was disgusting.
That is so disgusting. That's what I should have bought you for Christmas. What was I thinking? Instead, I bought you the 8-DVD set for Harry Potter.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we got a call. Wait, we got a call. Let's see who this
is. No!
Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Hey, guys. It's
hey,
Lynn.
Hey, Lynn Stella. What's happening, motherfucker?
How are you? Oh, my God. I'm so exhausted.
You must be. You've been,
you
like,
are.
Aren't you, like, living it up down in Miami?
No, not really. Our flight's been delayed twice now in the flight before ours that takes us to our connecting flight from Newark to Boston. Just got the one before us got canceled, so.
Oh, my God, yeah. Because of the weather.
Yeah.
Shit, so you're stuck.
Yeah, we might be stuck here for a little bit.
That stinks. Well, at least you're in Miami. You get to look
at... Yeah, and I have places to stay, like... I could totally probably call Liz Setsfire right now and ask to crash at her pad.
Damn, you should. Oh, that would be so awesome. Liz Setsfire is like the coolest chick ever. Cause
I know, and I wanted to see her before. And I know she's got work this week, or she had work when we were doing stuff. So I felt that I totally wanted to meet up and try to go out. But
that would have been
we were straight out the entire time. Like, Taylor had rehearsals, and then I tried to... go do stuff and like get on the beach, and so, it was a chore.
So tell everybody why you're in Miami right now.
So we went to Miami for Taylor and her dance team to dance at the halftime show at the Orange Bowl.
How exciting is that?
It was so cool watching it. Everything went great. Like, all the girls, they worked so hard. I saw it. They originally told us that there was going to be 1,000 girls out of the entire United States that were going to be attending.
Uh-huh.
Because that's, I guess, the max that they allow. They only allow 1,000 dancers out of the entire United States. And then it ended up being that only 480 girls danced.
And yours was one.
Yeah, and she was one, and she was in the front. She was, like, the fourth person back in her row, so you could totally see her.
Cool.
And they were filming it and doing all the stuff. Beyonce was there.
Oh, really?
Drake was there. Yeah.
Was Beyonce singing while she was doing the dance?
No, it was, she was just there watching the game, and Drake was, that rapper dude Drake was there mm-hmm. just watching the game. But some other girl who won... some Soul Train Award. She was older. I forget her name, but she sung the national anthem.
Aretha Franklin?
She didn't sing the anthem. She sang, like, God Bless America.
Gladys Knight in the
Pips. Name was, like, yeah, I think it was, like, Karen Williams or something weird.
Was she someone really on the Soul Train? Is that show even still freaking on? Queen Elizabeth wants to know.
Yeah, you know what? I think I've heard of it still being on, but I know that they still have, like, Soul Train Awards, and yeah, this lady was weird looking, like, you know how Michelle Obama has those, like, jacked, like, biceps?
Yes.
This chick was jacked, like, she was older, like, in her 60s probably, but she was jacked.
Interesting. I am Pikesis. Yeah. Drake is ugly. That made me chuckle. That was... the Amanda Bynes thing. I guess Amanda's doing better these days. I think she's off Twitter forever.
Yeah, I think so. I think she's trying to get her life together. So yeah. That's good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy?
We're having lots of... Holly?
Oh, yeah, are you there? Oh, no. He's having problems with his... I hope his board doesn't blow up again. Last time we had these problems, his board started smoking. Maybe I should hang up on him and call him back. What do you think?
Yeah, do that and see what happens.
Oh, God. Every week it's something. I swear to God, we have the worst luck. It's just unbelievable.
But congrats on the move, guys, anyway.
Thank you. I know, we're really excited. I was really nervous today. It's not like we haven't done this a million times.
I think this is going to be a better fit for you guys.
I do, too. Oh, now his phone's busy. You ought to be kidding me.
Maybe he's trying to call you back.
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. Let's see. Oh, he's calling. Or he was calling. Try again, Andy. God, this is so crazy. So anyways, you're stuck in Miami.
Yep.
And I have three new messages on my phone. Why isn't it coming back up? And my phone's being totally stupid. I think that my phone died too. Come on. You gotta be kidding me.
Everybody's having difficulties today.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Now, this is insanity. It's absolute insanity. Why does this happen?
Stinky.
So keep talking until I figure out how the hell to get.
So everything was a nightmare. Like everything was just a nightmare. I had a good time because I'm so happy for Taylor, but everything, like, I went to rent a car and they told me that I was renting and picking up the car at Fort Lauderdale Airport, which is where we landed. And then when I got off the plane, the Wi-Fi kicked on my phone and I got an email confirmation saying that my car was available for pickup at Pompano Beach, which is 20 minutes away from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to pay $70 to take a cab to go pick up my car.
Oh, my Hello? God. Are you back? Can you hear us now?
Hello, is this Holly in Seattle?
Yes.
Hey.
All right, hey, I'm kidding. Yes, I can hear you, and I hate Skype!
What was wrong?
I don't know. It just kind of like weeded out, and then y'all started sounding like robots.
Oh, my God.
And then you hung up on me.
Well, you just gave me a nervous breakdown. So
It wasn't me, Holly. It was Skype.
That.
It wasn't me. It was Skype.
Oh, my God. So anyways, all right. Well, Lindsay, have fun in Miami. Enjoy the palm trees.
Oh, I missed your entire story.
That's all right. I'll tell you about it later. We can't rehash it.
Sorry.
Nobody... We're already done. We're done. We're moving on to...
And Lindsay, I'm glad you decided on the green bikini.
Thank you. Yes, it was a good choice. It was the only one out of the two that I brought and that I wore, so...
I remember when you tried that on. I remember seeing the pictures of you in the dressing room when you tried that bikini on.
Yeah, and you know what? It's really a lot... I don't know what happened, but the top is a lot smaller than when I previously tried it on.
Your boobies are growing. Your boobies are growing.
They're just huge. They're uncontrollable, and it's just annoying.
They are uncontrollable. All right.
All right.
We'll talk to you later. Have fun.
Bye, Lynn.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Oh, excuse me.
Okay, she's gone.
Well, Holly, we've had technical difficulties. Hey, Holly, why what? Should anything change?
I know, right? We're trying to go new and improved, and we're already...
This does
know.
Feel like the same old show.
Jesus, Mary. Okay, so anyways, moving right along.
Yes.
Go Pack Joe's in the chat.
Go Pack Joe.
I don't know where he is. He hasn't told us. I don't know if he's home or not. But he tweeted the other day his travel stats for the year of 2013. If y'all don't know Go Pack Joe... For the new listeners, he's a friend of ours from Twitter, and he...
Fascinating.
He's the world's traveler. His goal in his life is to travel to every country in the world.
He's
and
about done it.
I don't know. I need to see a map. Oh, he's home. He's actually home for once in his life. He just got back from... He's on his way to Russia, but I think he was just there. He loves Russia.
Well, he was in the Baltics in Ukraine, and now he's going to Russia.
Is that where Kazakhstan is?
Yeah, he was in like, you know, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, Baltics, stuff. Correct me if I'm wrong, Gopak, but I think now he's going like into Moscow and stuff, right?
Right, because he's on his way. Wait, let me read the travel stats first. His 2013 travel stats were 20 different countries, 86 flights, 137,000 miles, 333 hours, or 14 days in the air.
And by the way, guys, he's been to North Korea.
Yes.
He's been to some, what I would loosely call CIA terrorist countries.
I think he is a CIA agent.
Yeah, me too. But, you know.
Maybe he's. But
a
where
lot of
was
people
he at?
Claim to be.
Where was he just at? That was a really scary place. That there was. Oh shit.
Was it Yemen?
Yes, Yemen. Yeah. Yemen.
I'm just fascinated by North Korea, though. I cannot believe he went there.
If y'all didn't hear the story, you need to go back to on our all of our. Yeah. If y'all haven't heard us before, go to our website. It's all about me with 4E's.com, and all of our old shows are there, and you could check them
out.
But Go Pack Joe's episode talks about his travels to North Korea, and it's so amazing how it's like a giant freaking Broadway play, and and the rest of the country is a piece of shit. And I hope I don't get shot down from Koreans listening to this broadcast right now.
Well, you know, North Koreans have sent double agents into Japan and South Korea to kidnap people.
Yes.
So it's probably likely, Holly, you're in trouble now.
I'm sure I'm in trouble. They're monitoring
I would like
me.
To say I love North Korea, and I have no problem with anybody there.
But anyway, so in like 2 weeks, I think, doesn't the Winter Olympics start in like 2 weeks?
That's why he's going.
Yes, he's going to the Winter Olympics. That's like a dream of mine. I love the Winter Olympics. The summers can go pound salt.
The Winter Olympics, also known as the White People's Olympics. Yeah.
No, there's the Jamaican bobsledders.
There's a Jamaican bobsled team.
Yeah. Do they still do it?
I would think so. You know, and there was a movie made about it. It was just a deal, man.
Yeah, I never saw that movie.
Hey, we're not even going to drug test these guys, right?
Right. But I know he's going to, he got tickets to a couple of events. So that's like really cool. It's in, what's it called? I thought I had written it down. Sochi.
Sochi.
Is that how you say it? Sochi? Sochi, Russia?
Yeah.
It's where the Olympics are. I can't wait till he comes back from the Olympics. He should call us from Russia because he calls us from all over the world.
Yeah, and Skype works better, apparently. Remember when the guy from England called us and then Gopak Joe called us from the Middle East? Sounded like he's in the very next room.
I know.
Meanwhile, I can't stay connected.
He called us from Yemen, and he sounded better than Andy does down in whatchamacallit, Alabama.
Well, of course, you know, that may say more about Alabama than it does Yemen.
So sods, it's you relax bear. Does it really, is it really pronounced sodsi? It's spelled S-O-C-C-I-O-S-O-H. Listen to me, I'm an idiot. S-O-C-H-I, Russia. I think he's going to see curling. You know Roe from Long Island?
Yes.
Roe, you know Roe?
That's right. Her
Where
daughter.
Is she? She's not in the fucking chat. I'm really pissed off about it right now.
Please, I have my young son.
You know, Ro from Long Island, her daughter does curling. Did you know that?
Yes, and that's her name on Twitter is Curling Rondo.
Correct, Amunda. Curling. I didn't even know they could do curling. I thought that was only in Canada.
Oh, it's all over. Literally.
What's all over?
Oh, I don't know, Holly.
Are you nervous?
Yes, I am very nervous. Aren't you, Holly?
I'm getting better at it.
Okay. Well, then I'll get better, too, since you're not nervous. I'm just staying out of the chat room because it makes me nervous to see all those
people. Well, then turn it off. Don't even look at it.
Yeah.
Look at the notes.
Yeah, I'm looking at the notes.
If anybody wants to call in and talk to us, feel free to call in. Don't.
I'm kidding.
So anyways, you know, what do you want to talk about? We got a lot of notes here.
We do have a lot of notes, Holly. And did we ever resolve this no more talking about my ass?
No, we haven't resolved that. And you know what else? I'm going to put a reprieve on Sounders.
Well, you've already done that when you yelled at me.
Is that? Oh, no, I'm going to revoke the reprieve.
Oh, I'll revoke. Okay, okay.
Revoke the reprieve.
All right.
So you can do Sounders again.
Thank you, Holly.
Queen Elizabeth wants to hear Tom Hanks. God, these people kill me. Everything that I hate, everybody loves.
Well, Holly, let's just, you know, there's enough show for both of us, and we've only got about an hour more to go, so.
Okay.
You know, I'll sparse it out through the show.
Okay. When we least expect it.
Right.
Ha 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 ha
Go Pack Joe's the only one ever on my side.
Sound effects, sound effects. I love my sound effects, sound effects.
What movie was that from? Oh, I like that sound effect. That has this. That's the sound of the slot machines. I went to the casino last night.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, I won money.
$300,
baby. Well, I walked home with $400 because I went with $100.
Wow, Holly, what is your game you're playing there?
Well, I play the slot machines, and I figured out that, and from going to the nail salon next door to the casino, there was an old lady in there, and she gave me the scoop, and the Vietnamese nail lady gave me the scoop. There's a lot of Oriental people. Oriental's the wrong word, huh?
Why do I
always say that? I have such a problem with
Asians.
It's
not 1930 anymore.
Oh, yes, it is. In my life, it is. It's always 1930 in my life. This Asian woman that was doing my nails, she said, it's called the Royal Dragon, and there's another one. It's like this Copper Cooper or something. I don't know. Anyways, but those are the only two that really you win money on. So like on that, in that Dragon one, they got 1 million of those machines. And last night, you know, it was Friday night, so there was a lot of people in there, and every freaking machine was taken. Like, everybody's playing that Dragon game.
She must be telling everybody that.
She's a bitch. She was telling me, this little old lady, she's telling me how she got comped rooms and she's staying for the whole weekend. I'm like, bitch, what are you spending your entire retirement on the goddamn casino? I mean, I like to go in there every once in a while and have a cocktail and play some games and relax.
That's amazing, though, Holly. But wait, okay, but the way slot machines work, the more people that play them, the higher the payoff, though, right?
Is that how it goes?
I think so.
I have no idea.
Because the more money people's putting into it.
Well, that's for the progressive stuff, but they don't really, that's like more in Las Vegas. They don't really have that many progressives. This is just like penny slots. But even though they call it penny slots, it's bullshit because like it'll say penny slot machine, but the minimum bid that you can make on it is $1.
So it's $1 a spin?
Yes.
God damn, Holly, you're fucking high rolling out there.
No, some of them are like $5 a spin. I'm like, fuck
Holy
that.
Holy shit!
I know, but it's called penny slots. Like, it's so funny. It's so deceiving because it has one.
Well, it's 500.
It has one cent on the thing. Oh, I'm echoing now. You got to be freaking kidding me.
We're having lots of Skype problems today, ladies and gentlemen.
So anyway, so I was playing the Dragons game, and I won like $200.
Oh, so that's where the Chinese gong came from. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of. There's a lot of Asian games in there. There's a lot of Asian people in there.
Asians love to gamble.
They do.
The biggest thing in Japan is those okay, let's move on. So anyway.
Pachinko?
Pachinko, thank you. Yeah.
What was I just watching? I was just watching a movie. And of course, my boyfriend, he needs to text me, Michael, and tell me what movie we were just watching where they ran into a... They were in Japan and they ran into like a casino and there was a big shootout. I love when I like make references that nobody even knows what I'm talking about.
Well, there's a lots of shootouts in Japanese movies.
It wasn't a Japanese movie, but they were running from somebody and they ran into a Japanese casino or whatever. And there was like, it was
I know what you're talking about.
Was that on Harry Potter?
No, good Lord, no. They didn't go to Japan in Harry Potter. That was just about the British school. I'm writing a series of fan fictions about the American Wizarding School.
Are you? What's it called?
Yeah. Andy and the American Wizarding School.
Is that what you're going to call it? You need to come up with a better name than that. That's not right.
So the big news, I think, is, though, that... Holly likes Harry Potter.
I never said that. I watched Harry Potter.
Yes, you did.
Did I say that?
Because you watched all the way up to the Goblet of Fire.
Well, I didn't really have a choice because I bought Mike. I also bought Mike the 8-pack of Harry Potter DVDs for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a Harry Potter marathon. And
oh, you're going to hate today's closing song then. I thought you liked it.
No, it's all right. I didn't like the third one. The first two were all right. The third one, I don't know. It didn't really hold my interest. I fell asleep. But then the one with the lady, the fat lady that wears pink all the time, that took over the school.
Dolores Umbridge.
Yeah, she was a bitch. The one I didn't like was the friggin' one with your boyfriend in it.
Oh, my sweet Robert Pattinson, Cedric Diggory. And I thought I told you he died.
No, you didn't tell me anything. And I woke up just in time to see him. And I'm like, I swear to God, I was watching it and I fell asleep. And then I woke up and he was laying on the ground and everybody was crying. And I said, don't tell me that bastard died. And Mike's like, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
Voldemort killed him.
The bastard, the no-nosed white guy.
Yeah. And the no-nosed white guy. That's exactly right. Tom Riddle, you know, also known as Voldemort.
He looks like powder with no nose.
Oh, God, wait till you see the last movie.
I can't watch it anymore because he took him with him on the road. And he left me stupid True Blood. That jumped the shark 5 years ago.
I never really got into that. I think I saw a few episodes of the first season, and I was like, God, this is awful.
No, the first couple seasons were awesome. It was so awesome that I named my dog Sookie.
Oh, that's where that's from.
Yeah.
Well, Sookie. See, the thing is, and I just stopped watching it, and then Holly said, yeah, they're on the werewolves now. And I was like, okay, I'm not missing anything. Jesus Christ, werewolves?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. We all know Draculas aren't real, but werewolves? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want to be a shapeshifter. That would be amazing.
I would love to be a shapeshifter, too. I'd shapeshift into a good-looking woman and go down to the docks.
I'd shapeshift into... You know what I would shapeshift into?
What?
A vulture.
No!
Yes.
Somebody would shoot you.
No, they wouldn't shoot me. Why would they shoot a vulture? They're awesome.
Vultures are huge. We have turkey vultures here in Alabama.
Turkey vultures are the scariest things ever. Yeah. I just hit one once.
Holly, they're 6 feet long.
I know. He was standing in the middle of the road, and I was driving, and he was standing in the middle of the road, and he just looked at me like, yeah, come at me, motherfucker.
Did you come at him?
No, I slammed on my freaking brakes. I was like, get out of the way, bish.
Oh, shit.
Heather's in chat now. Hi, Heather.
I was worried about it.
I was worried about Heather, too. I haven't
it's
been talking.
Almost baby time.
I haven't been talking to her for a little bit. Like, I haven't talked to her in like a week, and I feel like the worst friend ever.
Yeah, you are. Holly. I was kidding.
Fuck off. Queen Elizabeth says she wants to shapeshift into a dire wolf.
Yes.
I'd do that only if I could be Jon Snow's dire wolf.
Aw, shit.
And then I'd hump him at night.
Good Lord, Holly. Reality? How could you hump him? Oh, you'd turn into a boy dire wolf?
No, I'd be a girl dire wolf, and I'd rub my vajayjay on him when we were sleeping. My girl vajayjay.
Well, apparently it didn't take much for Jon Snow to get it up. All that, I forgot her name. All she had to do was like wiggle her butt a little bit.
That person that lives in the woods. What were they called? Wanderers, the walkers.
I've got to start. That's my plan in February, is to rewatch seasons 1, 2, and 3.
When's it starting again?
Late February. No, late March.
Oh, fuck. Because you know what?
I don't have HBO.
Yeah, but you know what?
What?
I got rid of my cable.
Oh, you did?
You know how I've been talking about it for like 10 years?
Yeah, you've been talking just as recently as
last week. Like on the phone every day. I hate fucking cable. It's bullshit. There ain't shit on. And I'm paying like $160 a month because these bastards out here. You know what? Oh, I told you this on the phone, I think. How the only channels that I watch, that I want to watch, I got to pay like $11 extra a month just to get those stupid channels.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. It's absolute bullshit. So
go ahead.
So I called. You know what was really funny? I just had it. I had enough. I was like, this is bullshit. I could be using this money to play slot machines.
Oh, Holly. What all did they throw at you to try to keep you?
Oh, they tried to keep me. I told them to fuck off. I don't even watch TV anymore because it's bullocks.
Language.
I did. They tried. They put me through to like 3 customer service people trying to win me back. And I'm like, there's nothing. There's absolutely nothing that you vultures could do to bring me back to your goddamn monopoly. You're monopolizing the cable industry.
That does it. Monday morning, I'm calling and I'm going to say, hey, I want everything gone. What are you going to give me?
Yeah, seriously. But listen, so anyway, so I went to work and I'm like, fuck these bastards. I'm getting rid of this cable. And I Googled DirecTV to see what it was. And there was a thing that said $29.99 a month. Well, and I called the cable company and I said, because I live out in the boonies, if anybody doesn't know that, I live out in 10 miles from civilization. They don't even deliver pizzas out here.
What?
What?
You can't get pizzas out there?
No, they don't deliver. I live 10 miles.
Oh, Holly.
I live 10. Well, it's a good thing, because if it was, I'd be ordering pizzas all the time.
Oh, that's true.
You know, and Chinese food.
You have Chinese delivery service?
No, they don't even have good Chinese food here. It's the freaking worst. I just want to die. They love teriyaki. So what was I saying? Oh, so anyway, so the only place that I could get internet is through the stupid cable company. So I called them, like, how much is it just to keep the internet and get rid of the cable? And they were like, $35. So I was like, whatever. So I'm still saving money. I come home and I had an envelope in the mail and it looked like a greeting card. And I usually don't open them. I usually just pitch them because I know that it's just junk mail. It didn't have like a return address or nothing on it. For some reason, it must have been fate. Somebody above me was saying, open that envelope, Holly. It's filled with goodness.
So and what was in the envelope?
A DirecTV thing. And you know what's the craziest thing? I had DirecTV when I lived in Pittsburgh. And that was over 10 years ago. So it was a little card, like a greeting card, and it says, hi from your friends at DirecTV, come back to us. And you only come back to us. How'd they find me? I've already lived in Florida and now I live in Seattle. In the past 10 years, I've lived in two separate states on either end of the country, and fucking DirecTV found me.
That's creepy.
I know, isn't it? Come back to us, Holly. Come back to us. It was so for $19.99 a month. $19.99, but it's not $19.99 a month, of course, because they only tell you that just to get you in the door.
But it's $19.99 for the cable, not the rental. And
yeah, well, so anyways, but it still turned out to be like $80 cheaper than what I'm paying, including the cable. Like with the DirecTV and the cable combined is still like $80 left less than what I was paying. And I get all my channels, even the ones that I needed to pay extra for that I refused to pay extra for, like the independent film channel.
Holly, you would have a stroke if you knew how much I paid for cable every
month.
How
much?
$300.
What?
$20.
What, do you have a solid gold cable box?
No, but I've got like every single channel, all the HD digital packages, and the top speed internet.
But you don't even watch TV.
I know. That's why I'm going to get rid of it.
Does Ethel watch TV?
Constantly.
Oh, well, then Ethel needs it. What does she watch? Like Jerry Springer?
Everything. She's on HBO, Showtime, the Food Network Today.
Oh, and if anybody's new in the chat,
Ethel. We got to explain Ethel. If
nobody ever listened to our show before and this is your first time, Ethel is Andy's mother. God bless Ethel. She's a sweet soul.
For putting up with me.
I love Ethel. I wanted to buy her something for Christmas, but I didn't know what size she wore.
Oh, Holly. Guess what I named this Christmas?
What?
The Christmas of 2013.
Shut up.
The Christmas of Keurig.
Yes, I got a Keurig.
It seems like everybody did.
And this morning, I had two cups of the Keurig coffee that you bought me for Christmas.
Oh, good. How is it?
Oh, it's marvelous. It's my favorite.
It was the Starbucks, wasn't it?
Starbucks, yeah. Pike Place blend. It's my favorite. And I know people hate Starbucks for one reason or the other, but
it's so nice having it in your home.
The Starbucks on my palate, that Pike Place just freaking hits the spot.
Holly, you know what I like doing? Having a cup of decaf coffee at night before bed.
You know what I'm doing?
What's that?
The sleepy time tea.
Yeah.
Delish. Absolutely.
And Celestial delish. Seasonings makes K-cups.
Do they?
Yes.
Well, I got one of those K-cups that you can refill, like the poor man's K-cup.
Oh.
And it works marvelously. And all I did was took the...
And I got Karen a machine.
I know. I love Karen. Tell people who Karen is. Your slave.
Karen's my slave. Nothing sexual, but
sex slave. Don't let him fool you.
Karen one, and she's, you know, enjoying hers too. And somebody else we all know, was it Kenny Daly got one?
Yes, he got the Mac Daddy.
Yeah, he got the Mac Daddy.
He's in the chat, Kenny. How are you liking your Keurig? And I am Pikey. We're like the Keurig clan. We love it.
And this was also in December, Lindsay's, who called earlier, her Keurig machine broke. She told Keurig on Twitter, and they hooked her up with a new one. They're a great fucking company.
I can't believe that. I can't believe that. Oh, but what I was saying is, like, I have the tea bags already for that tea that I drink at night that I like.
Yeah.
And all I did was I took the poor man's K-cup and cut the tea bag open and poured the tea into it.
Did that work?
Oh, hell yeah. And it was better. It actually tasted better than when I made it with just a tea bag.
Holly, are you using bottled distilled water?
No, why am I supposed to?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Is it going to get crusty?
No, I'm just making sure you're using it right.
Oh, you're not supposed to use it?
Yeah, you are supposed to. It's what it says in the directions.
Do you think I read the damn directions?
No.
I ripped that sucker open. As soon as I got home from Christmas, I ripped that box open. I set that bitch up on the fucking counter and popped in two hot chocolates. And me and my man sat there and drank our Keurig hot chocolates. Never read the instructions. Never.
Karen found me this Celestial Seasonings lemongrass tea. It's like a real lemon tea, and Holly, it scared the shit out of me when it came out of the cake.
Why did it look like piss?
It looked like blood.
Blood? Blood tea?
It is dark red.
Ugh. Blood. I wouldn't be able to drink
what
that.
The fuck? And I drank it, and it's a very nice, this sweet little lemon, you know, with a little hint of lemon. Oh,
text it. Text punch them. Don't get the N cups. They're a real dark roast, and you'll find money missing.
Racism. Racist. Being very racist.
That's a really good accent. I didn't know you could do that accent. Talk about it some more.
Holly, I got a joke for you.
All right. Oh, I love your jokes.
And I have forgotten it.
Shut up.
You have forgotten
What was it about? Harry Potter?
Okay.
Kenny Deli says, mine has 5 cup settings. 5!
Mine has 3, and I need no more than 3.
Mine has none.
I'm a simple man.
I have the ghetto Keurig machine. You know why I got it?
They're like, fucking expensive.
This is the story, okay? You, and I think I said this last week, but I'll say it again because I'm sure everybody likes when I repeat myself. But you weren't there, so I didn't get to tell you. You said, make an Amazon wish list so I can get you something for Christmas.
That's right.
And even though I said, no, that's retarded, I'm not going to do that, I did it anyways. So I just put a bunch of like little cheap things on there, nothing crazy. And then Punchy was like, what's your Amazon wish list? Send me the link so I can get you something for Christmas. And I'm like, don't do that. And he's like, no, I want to. So I love him. He's at work right now. He can't listen. And so I put a couple more things on there, just little cute things and whatnot. So I put on there the $99 one cup, no frills Keurig machine, just for shits and giggles, and the coffee. So you bought me the coffee, even though I didn't have a machine. Anyways, Mike.
I thought you had a machine.
No, darling. Mike gave his mother the list, unbeknownst to me.
Oh, I love this story. She bought you the most ridiculous book.
She bought me like almost everything on my wish list. Now, see, I think that she just feels bad because I'm an orphan. And like my mother used to do all the Christmas shopping. My dad doesn't shop. So I haven't gotten any Christmas presents since my mother became sick and couldn't go shopping anymore. So I'm just like the orphan. And my brother is an asshole. And he never gives me anything. Shut up, Tex. He says, congrats. You turned your Keurig into a tiny regular coffee maker. Yeah, but I'm by myself. And I only buy good coffee. I've become a coffee snob. So I only buy the good coffee, and it's really expensive. So it was like I was wasting coffee by making the whole thing because I don't drink a whole pot. I just drink it in the morning when I'm getting ready for work. I have a couple cups, so it's better for me, and then I don't have to waste money. And yeah, Carlton, is Carlton still Carlton? You need to we aren't talking about Bill in for 15 more minutes because Bill is about It's Just Twitter. And if this is the first time you've listened into this show, then
it's segments. We have segments.
We have segments. We have segments. We have show songs. I don't even know what I was talking about now. This is ADD.
You were talking about how you have expensive taste in coffee.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was done. So anyways, yeah, I drink a lot of coffee, too, but I drink it at home and then in the morning and then when I get to work. I usually stop at my little coffee stand, the little coffee hut, and get a cup. And she, my girl loves me. She's so sweet.
Oh, I've heard this conversation.
The one where she watches the guy get the blowjob in the bread truck every Friday by the hooker.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I envy him.
I know, right?
There's nothing like a good old-fashioned Christian outdoor blowjob.
In the work truck. The fucking Schwann's bread man. Getting sodomized by a hooker in the bread van.
Sodomized.
And then he's going to go across the street to fucking Safeway and deliver the goddamn bread.
I bet that bread is delish.
Ugh.
I can't wait to get me some good old blowjob bread. Oh.
Ew, I'm never buying bread at freaking Safeway again, those blowjob semen bastards.
God, I bet just fucking jizz is all over the place. Reckon the hooker swallows.
I was just thinking the same thing. She probably does, because those are some nasty hoes.
What if he likes her to spit it back in his mouth?
Or on the bread.
Or all over the bread.
Oh!
Now we're going to get sued.
I'm never eat Brian bread again at Safeway. Don't buy Schwann's bread. Don't buy Schwann's. Because the bread man gets a blow.
Don't say that,
at least, well, let's just narrow it down. At least don't buy bread on Fridays. Because it's every Friday he gets the blow job. Before
he shouldn't be doing that.
Ew, he blots with the bread. The white bread, so it blends in, not the wheat, because it would show on the wheat.
Is he good looking?
I don't know. I've never seen him.
Well, if he's good looking, it matters.
Coffee lady, her name's Nancy.
The hooker?
No, the lady that works in the coffee stand.
Oh.
She's so nice. She already she sees me coming up, driving in, and it's in the middle of a parking lot at a Mexican taco stand.
Jesus Christ.
All they are is these friggin' those bar
a Mexican taco stand.
It is. You know, it's not like a Mexican restaurant. It's one of those, it's like a taco van, but in a building.
I wish we had a good, just regular old fashioned, good old fashioned down home Christian Southern taco place here. I would get 3 fish tacos with cilantro and onions and enjoy the fuck out of my day. I'd lean up against the truck with a sombrero and pull the sombrero way down, Holly.
Yeah, but we don't want you to drink beer.
Oh, I'm drinking today.
No, I mean drink beer with the tacos.
Oh, no, we don't.
Should we play the taco story?
And for that story, you're going to have to go back and listen to our archives.
I can't find it. Where is it?
I can't find it either. I'm just desperately looking for it.
I don't know what I called it.
Holly and I both had the same idea, and we're just like scrambling to trying to find it.
Oh, my God. Please find it.
New movie idea. What is new movie idea?
I don't know. Play it.
Okay, guys, this is something in my It's All About Me folder. I have no idea what it is.
The taco story.
New idea for a new movie. A guy and a girl, they're like friends and shit. You know, not like friends, but, you know, friends. But a guy and a girl are like friends, and they text each other all the time. They, you know what? And let's leave it ambiguous. They may or may not know each other, etc. So the guy, you know, they get into like a weird kind of comical relationship, not sexual, but comical. The guy after every kind of like disaster or mass shooting or something like that, he always texts her. He goes, "It wasn't me. Look, I didn't have anything to do with it." And, you know, and they both get a laugh, you know, to relieve the tension of the you know, what's going on.
OK, I know where this is going.
Does it involve blowjobs?
No, what it involves is one. And then there's like a nuclear explosion in New York and the guy never texts, "Hey, it was me. It wasn't me. I had nothing to do with it." And the girl turns around in her room and he goes, "I've started it."
What, the countdown for the nuclear explosion?
Yeah, it's just it was a dumb idea about this guy that you don't know online who's real friendly with you and was joking around. It turns out he was a terrorist and bullshit. Holly, I know where it is. It's on your SoundCloud.
Oh, I always forget about SoundCloud.
As you could tell, I was very high.
I was going to say, you sound pretty wasted. Who says wasted anymore?
Wasted, man. I'm wasted. I'm so wasted. I'm
talking about wasted. Check this out. You know how they started selling weed for real in Colorado?
No, I don't know. What?
Bullshit.
I'm kidding. Yes, and Holly, did you know that in the first 24 hours, in tax revenue alone, the government of Colorado made over $1 million, and there was one store in Colorado that made over $250,000 profit in one day.
What?
It's insane.
That is insane. You know, I saw, I don't know if it was for real or not, in June of this year, it's going to be the same in Seattle or, you know, Washington State. So
Summer in Seattle, starring Andy.
I know. When are you coming out here? You can bring Ethel. I think she'd enjoy it. So.
What are we going to Washington for?
Smoking weed.
Well, there's the weed. Weed's legal there. No, you're not going to be doing that. You'll jump off a building or carve your face off. What, Mom? No, that doesn't. That's not.
That's bath salts.
That's bath salts.
So some guy from the newspaper tweeted a map of the Washington state, well, basically the Seattle area, because there really isn't much else in Washington except for that. And it said that there's going to be more, that they had more applications for pot stores, marijuana stores, than there are Starbucks in the state of Washington.
Nice.
Do you believe that?
What I want to do, Holly, is get really, really high and go out on the Puget Sound and see the whales.
I know. It's amazing. I'll take you to see the whales for sure.
Oh, and we can do our show from there.
From the boat?
Yeah. I'll bring along my digital recorder and we'll just tape us and then play it back on the show.
Okay. All right. Where's my...
Oh, Holly. Holly, one more thing. I know we need to take a break.
Yeah.
And but we are talking about the Colorado marijuana. I have this thing... Now, I did this also when I was a little bit high the other day, but I came up with an idea of a comedy skit, and I just want to read you what I typed. This was like 2 a.m, just blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean, Holly?
Yeah.
There's this skit where like this guy, he's sitting at a table with two other guys and he finds out these two other guys are married. Any kind of Jamaica, he has a meltdown. He like stands up and says, "You're married, you're married," and he's married, right? And he's and all
I
he can
feel
say
like
is,
I'm stoned right now.
You know, all he can say is, "God damn." He stands up, he turns around, and he stares at the wall and says, "Well, God damn."
I think I'm
he
stoned.
He puts his hand on his hips, stares at a painting, and
all
says,
right.
"God damn."
All right. And,
what?
I got the taco story.
Okay, and he looks out the window and just says, "God damn," and his pants fall down. Don't tell me that's the greatest skit ever written. I'm going to submit that to Saturday Night Live.
All right. Are you sure you're not Bill House?
All right, let's play. All right, guys, this is for our new listeners. This is a little event that happened to me with a taco no, with how many was it? 12 tacos?
24 beers and 12 tacos.
24 beers, 12 tacos. It's Holly in Seattle and Queen Elizabeth on the phone.
And an Orange Crush.
And an Orange Crush. No, no, it's Crystal. It was
no,
Crystal.
You said Orange Crush.
Oh, okay.
Bitter Chick's in chat. Hi, Bitter Chick.
Bitter Chick.
All right, it's not playing.
Ooh, excuse me.
Why isn't it playing? You know why? Because I'm still on this stupid laptop that sucks ass. Can't you play it?
Let me go to your SoundCloud.
Yeah, it's all about me, SoundCloud. Damn it. Hate this laptop.
I know, sweetheart. How is your new laptop?
Okay, here's my taco story.
Oh,
Holly, are we
It's playing.
Yes.
Okay, here's my taco story. Take two. Here's my taco story. I, one day, this was about 3 years ago, I when I was a beer drinker, I'm a whiskey drinker now, only Southern gentlemen drink what I drink, so, I'm, you know, Jack Daniels, but, I used to be a beer man, and my capacity for drinking beer is, you know, voluminous. I this particular day, I had drank 24 beers. Ripped. Just ripped. I was pissing myself, drooling, listening to music. I was just having a blast, man. I was in fucking Lynyrd Skynyrd. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, mom came in here, asked me what I wanted for dinner. I said, I would love some motherfucking tacos. And she said, well, how many do you want? I said, fix them all, baby girl. You know, so Holly's not laughing. Okay.
I'm laughing internally.
Holly's bracing herself. This is rough. Okay.
Oh, no, it's not. Keep going, honey.
So mom made me these double stuffed tacos. You know, it's the shells that stand up. You can put more meat and cheese,
yeah,
and lettuce,
ones.
Tomatoes, and onions on them.
The ones that are wide at the bottom.
Right.
Yeah.
So she made me four of them, wolfed them down without even thinking about it. I was just sitting here grinning at my computer, rocking back and forth, drinking an Orange Crush with them. I want some more. So she fixed me four more, ate them. We're up to eight now.
Unbelievable. Eight tacos. Wait, we're up to Jack Daniels, 24 beers, and eight tacos.
And an Orange Crush.
An Orange Crush. So I wolfed those.
I think everybody knows where this story's going. Okay,
yeah,
continue.
Yeah, but they don't know. They don't know. It's okay. So anyway, I ate those. I said, Mama, I want some more. And she says, well, how many do you want? I said, just give me the rest of them. So there's four more left. There's 12 in a pack.
So Ethel didn't even get one?
She doesn't eat tacos. It burns her stomach.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so I wolfed those last four down. And I said, all right, I'm going to bed, you know. Between here in the dining room where I have my computer set up and the bathroom, which is near my bedroom, I started to feel something.
A churning down below.
It was like a percolation in a coffee pot. You know what I mean? It was like, like that. I said, oh boy, here we go. Here we go now. And I had my Orange Crush with me, and I stupidly swigged down the rest of my Orange Crush. And this was when Dad was alive, and he was in the bedroom. And I looked over at Dad, and I said, Dad, I think I'm going to be sick. And he says, well, go to the bathroom. So I went in the bathroom. Okay, now here's where it gets bad. Okay. All right. I started projectile vomiting just into the toilet so hard that I shit myself. Okay. It gets better. All right. I pulled down my underwear And the shit fell in the floor. It was like in a clump. I vomited some more, and I looked around. You know how your eyes are tearing and you're drooling and everything? I looked down in the fucking floor, and there was this mass of, like, spongy, wet shit, which I promptly, without even thinking, scooped up with my hand and threw it in the toilet, which made me have to vomit again.
I can't play this. I can't.
This is awesome.
It's not.
So I vomited again. I went over to the sink and Purelled my hands and rubbed Clorox wipes all over my body. I come around to myself, I wash my face off with cold water, and I turn around and Mom and Dad are in the bathroom door staring at me. It was one of the worst moments of my life. In hindsight, I wish I'd say, Mom, those tacos were great. Yeah. But I didn't. So.
Thank you for
that's,
sharing.
That's my taco story.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that was the taco story. Okay, here's my taco story. Holly.
Sorry.
We don't need to hear it again.
I double clicked. So that was the taco story. All right, we need to take a break.
Yes, we need to.
So on that note.
On that note, we need to take a break. Holly.
And we're going to. Yeah, I'm sorry. We're going to come back with It's Just Twitter.
Okay, and I've got one song to play that's kind of. Let me play this real quick, and then we'll come back and do the break, okay?
Okay. I love when you just throw shit in. Like, we had a pre-show meeting, and nothing ever came up about a song.
No. It's my beer and whiskey song.
Oh, I love that song.
Okay.
I went from beer to whiskey. I went from beer to whiskey. It nearly was risky, but I went from beer to whiskey. Hey, I went from whiskey to beer. I went from whiskey to beer. Need to make one thing clear. I went back from whiskey to beer. Need to make one thing clear. I went from whiskey back to beer. And it might have saved my life. But despite of all that, hey-ho, hey, good night.
Yet another song that I use, hey, hey, ho.
I know, you love that. You did it in that Ron and Fez thing for the Raw Dog, Channel 99 or whatever it is.
Oh, I've got that too.
We don't want to hear that.
Yeah, right? We don't, yeah.
We don't want to promote that.
By the way, aren't we on the More Like Radio? Pepper is on this too?
Yeah, his podcast, High Society Radio. You can hear that on.
We have forgotten to mention all of our buddies are the Red Show.
I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to play some promos.
Okay, sorry.
Yes. I'm going to play some promos right now. Okay.
Wait, are we taking a break?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go pee and take a white hot scorching shit.
No! Do you have to wash your ass out after?
I have things.
You got those like Cottonelle wipes.
I have things.
Things.
I take care of everything. I make sure I'm very clean.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back. Go shit.
Holly.
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for the Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about olive fucking garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. What are you
doing? I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my pal.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
Well, that's where they started, yeah. But a priest biting another priest's ear off?
Colorado Dickhead said, did you see the dude in Texas who beat the minister to death with an electric guitar? You hear about that?
An electric? What do they don't have? What do they have? A slide guitar down there? They don't have electric guitars down there?
It was Monsignor Hendrix who did it. I just made that up. Thanks, Colorado Dickhead.
Father Clapton goes apeshit.
Brother Becht.
Friar Ray Vaughan goes apeshit in church, and that is a big news.
Rabbi Little Richards.
I'm going to go with Keith Richards.
Father Van Halen. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, Eddie Van Halo.
Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Yeah.
alluded to, and what was the secret subtext of that note? Hey, oh, it's just Twitter. Twitter is a utilization of a secret society, whereupon social media meets the freaks and the geeks and the hey, hey, ho. What you do know, it's just Twitter. We're gonna talk about what you wrote and who wrote what and who is hey, hey, ho in everybody else's coat. Alright, that kind of fell apart, but you get the idea.
If you all didn't know, that was the greatest song ever written.
And it was. And Holly, I that Jamaica song I did was much better than I remember it being.
I know. I forgot about it. I found it today when I was going through my downloads. But I, that, if y'all never heard that, that's it's just Twitter by Mr. Andrew Black, the one and only Rorschach.
And by the way, you new listeners, you need to learn that song.
It's just Twitter,
because it's a thing we all sing together.
And then you'll be singing it in your sleep.
And once again, another song that I did, Hey, Hey, Ho. Holly, did I do Hey, Hey, Ho in the Jamaica song?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I don't think you did. I think it's hard to say Hey, Hey, Ho in Jamaica speak. I don't know. I don't know. So you want to talk about what happened on Twitter this week?
Yeah, let's get this out of the way.
Get it out of the way. I was hoping that Bill Howes would call in. Bill's our new friend. But before we get to Bill, there's some other business we got to take care of. Bill Howes is in the CIA and he's an inventor. This week, we had a birthday from my good friend James from James J. from Long Island. It was his birthday yesterday.
He's 105 years old.
Yes. And looks greater than ever. Yeah. So he was his birthday was yesterday, and that's the only person that I saw whose birthday was this week. Conti's in the show. Hi, Conti.
Who is? Oh,
Conti.
Okay.
Conti, my friend Joe. Joe Conti.
I can't believe we're on the same network with him.
I know. Isn't that so ridiculous?
And he hasn't called in to the show and busted my balls.
In a couple days. We have, like, we're on the station with all of our best friends, our BFFs.
I know. It's cool.
It's like my best friend Punchy, my best friend Footer,
mm-hmm.
my best friend Joe Conti.
That's right.
Who else are my best friends? My best friends, Marianne and Kitty.
Let's don't forget 360 on the 14th.
My best friend JJ. I have so many best friends. But you're my number one friend, Andy.
Aw.
Aw. I love you. Rob, Rob, Roo. You know what that is?
That is a monster realizing that his chew toy is not where he last
no,
left it.
No, that's the husky dogs that talk on YouTube and say, rah, rah, roo.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well. So there
must where is Brian today?
Brian who? Oh, Brian Baker. Where has he been? I haven't seen him in a while. I got my Huskies calendar, though, my 2014. You believe it's 2014?
It is the year 2014.
And you know what it is? I think it's the year of the horse.
I thought that didn't start till summer.
Oh, I don't know, but there's lottery tickets out there that say the year of the horse scratch-offs.
I think year of the horse is 2013, and then sometime in the summer it switches over. I believe it's going to be year of the yak.
Conti, Joe says that you're a volcanic, I can't even friggin' talk, listen to me, volcanic Vicodin vomiting hillbilly.
Well, I never did pills.
Yeah. He just smokes.
I don't deny anything else, but I never did pills.
He smokes grass. I didn't say horse.
It's horse, and if your throat is sore, you're horse.
Horse.
What? Your horse.
Horse.
Holly, I'm going to jump on my horse, but you can't hear me because my throat is hoarse.
And where are you going to see some whores?
I'm going to go see some whores and buy some Pepperidge Farm bread.
S'mores. If y'all don't know, I'm from Pittsburgh. And I'm saying y'all just because, and I say yins.
Yins. That's my favorite.
Andy gets mad at me when I say yins.
No, I don't. I find it endearing.
It's bad speech. Bill says the chat room sucks and I can't get it to work. School him, Carlton Banks. By the way, Carlton Banks is my new best friend on Twitter. And
it's not unusual to be loved by one.
Rest in peace, James Avery.
Oh, what happened to James Avery?
He died.
You know who's James Avery?
He was the dude that played Carlton's dad on Fresh Prince and Bel-Air.
That's right. Yes. Oh, and Holly, you know who else also died in 2013?
Who?
Mr. Dursley.
Who's
Harry
that?
Potter's uncle.
Oh, good. I hated that fat bastard.
Oh, shit.
I hated that fat bastard and his bad teeth.
Oh, Harry. Oh, Harry. Who want you? He was very effeminate, too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was an asshole.
Oh, Harry, now listen, if there's anything funny business going on at this zoo, you'll get not one meal this week.
So, anyway.
And Harry's like, fuck you. I can conjure up my own fucking food.
He's like, fuck you. I'll burn you in hell, bastard, with my wand. Fucking shove this wand up your arse.
Fat arse.
Anyways, if you're not following Carlton Banks, he's the new follow of the week. He's my FF for the week.
Yes, he does deserve that. And Holly, that needs to be a regular segment. That's a good idea, Holly.
Oh, isn't it nice? We just like created a bit on the
Of the week, and I couldn't agree more. It's got to be Carlton.
Bit
on the fly.
So his Twitter name is @CarltonIsBack, and he has the logo of Carlton from the Fresh Prince and Bel-Air,
which was a great show, but it had so many depressing special episodes.
Oh God!
Do you remember when Will's real father, the truck driver, came back?
No.
And he came back and he met him, you know, at the Bel-Air mansion, and he left him. He said, well, I got to go. No, you can't come with me. You got to go. And Will had a breakdown. He had some kind of fucking teenage breakdown. How come he don't love me, man? How come he don't want me? Mm. And Mr. Carlton, who died, not Mr. Carlton, Mr. Banks, who died, hugged him and knocked his hat off. And it was very emotional and upsetting. Remember when Carlton got that
no,
gun?
No, we're not going to talk about Fresh Prince anymore.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I'm already asleep. I like fell asleep after the first word.
Holly, you got to cut me off before.
I don't want to cut you off in mid-sentence. So, yeah, so Carlton, apparently sometime this week, this person, Bill Howes, 69. He just started talking to Carlton this week and yesterday, in fact, I think it was yesterday morning, and was talking to him. And we found out that he is a former stalker of the Katie Holmes. He's obsessed with Katie Holmes and he's obsessed with Paul McCartney.
Well, I'm obsessed with Paul McCartney, but there's a difference. There's being in love with your pet and then there's being in love with your pet. There's being obsessed with Paul McCartney and then there's being obsessed with Paul McCartney.
Yeah, he's just some crazy guy. And Carlton found a story on E! Online back from 2001 that she had a stalker, and it sounds really a lot like him because he claims to be a Rhodes Scholar. And it said that he repeatedly called her dad to discuss his engagement to Katie Holmes. But he also, I come to find out, that he likes Ronan Fez. Do you believe that? You know what the weird thing is? Is like he has 50 different accounts, and every single account, the only people that he follows that are famous is Colin Quinn and Jimmy Norton.
Right.
Isn't that weird? Like on all of his 50 accounts, that's who he follows. But he, there was a, on his Facebook, I was doing some research and he sent a message to Brian Regan. And he says, a few years ago, I used to go on the O&A Ron and Fez show weekly. Having written comedy for CBS Radio years ago, I got the VIP treatment. I got to sit in a recliner and watch some of the best comedy talent in this country that has to offer. As a student of comedy, I can't tell you what a treat it was. O&A and Jimmy, parenthesis Uncle Paul, are funny enough on their own. Ron's a genius. Our thinking is parallel. His thinking is parallel to Ron Bennington's?
No.
So, yeah, so it turns out that he's an O&A Ron and Fez fan. How bizarre is that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but the fact that he's claiming he was on their shows every week.
Yeah.
That, does that mean a caller? Or
no,
no,
he said
he was in studio.
Yeah, he says he was sitting in a recliner watching it for, like, a long time.
Well, now, remember, O&A used to have listeners up.
Yeah, but remember? I don't think that...
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't think that she was a, that he sat, they sat in bleachers. They don't have, didn't have like recliners for these people.
No, it was bleachers.
So that's all that happened on It's Just Twitter this week.
That was pretty much it. I mean, Carlton is the follow of the week, which is a new skit, and I will make a new sounder for that.
Okay. Oh, yes.
I really like that idea though, Holly. That's a cute little thing we just did there. This, what the follow of the week, right? Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So right. our guest blew us off.
It was 50-50.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't 100% that he was going to call in. I was hoping that he would. He was all gung-ho about it last night, but I figured that he wouldn't do it just because he's not really, you know.
Right.
That stable.
But Holly, we had a good show.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was a good start.
Yeah. For a first time. No, but we didn't have a guest. Usually we have a guest. So next week we'll have a guest and we'll have a lot more to talk about.
Oh my God, Holly. You know, Holly, whenever I see on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram that some football player has broken his arm or leg, that some MMA fighter has broken his arm or leg, I know... I'm like, okay, I'm done with social media for a couple of days until this shit winds down. There is nothing I hate worse than seeing some fucking guy's fucking spaghetti leg.
Oh my God, wasn't that awful?
I don't know. I had glimpses. I had glimpses. And then I saw the thing with Jim Norton looking like he was about to cry.
Was he there?
Yeah, he was there.
Ew. And I just saw one picture over and over, and his leg looked like Stretch Armstrong. Remember Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah, I do. I had a stretch. Oh, yeah, and you're absolutely correct. It was just, it, like, was awful.
It looked
rubber. That is horrendous.
Oh, it was so disgusting. I couldn't believe that. And it, you know what? It brought back memories of a childhood. That one time I remember, you know, like back in the day when you'd watch TV and there was only like four channels. And on Saturday afternoons, every Saturday was that Wide World of Sports.
Yes. The thrill of victory.
The agony of defeat. One time they had arm wrestling on.
Oh, no.
And I was sitting there and I'm watching TV and these two dudes were arm wrestling. And the one guy, his forearm snapped in half.
Oh, my God.
Yes. On the air. And you could hear it snap. And I was really little. And that, like, to this day, I can picture that. It was so traumatic that I can still picture it to this day in my head. This guy's forearm snapping in half.
Well, Holly, that was your point. Here was mine. And a lot of people want to know why I'm in Alabama and I fucking hate football. It's because of Tyrone Prothrow. He had a break right below his knee getting tackled and his fucking leg twisted all the way around. Oh my God, it makes me sweat and queasy just thinking about it.
Ew.
I fucking hate seeing that shit.
I know. I mean, just the thought of your bone just cracking in half and nasty.
But then the added pressure and bullshit of being in a sports event. I mean, Tyrone Prothero's leg broke and they were still fucking tackling him.
Ugh.
I mean, it was awful.
Well, there was a basketball player last year that the same thing happened to.
Oh, God.
When he landed, you know, he jumped up and landed and his leg broke in half.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Maybe they should take some more calcium.
That's exactly what I think. I don't think people are getting near enough calcium.
They need to drink more milk.
They need to drink more milk-oo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, anyways, thanks for coming and thanks for listening here. Who's Rotten Queef? Is that Rotten Soil or Cool Queef or a combination of the two? So.
That's a good question, Ollie.
I know. I did see him in the. I did see Rotten Soil earlier in the chat with his pseudonym that he used to use. Who's Sid Vicious's leg broke and Stormer kept kicking him? I thought Sid Vicious was a punk rocker that died from a heroin overdose.
I think he's talking about the wrestler.
Oh, I don't remember that wrestler. How do you know? You don't know anything about wrestling.
No, but I know there was a Sid Vicious wrestler.
What song do you have for us today?
I have a Harry Potter song.
Who sings this song?
This is by Mere Kitty.
What?
She is an internet star.
Is she a YouTube star?
Yes, exactly right. She's a YouTube star. And she has made this great song called Wizard Love. It's about a girl from Gryffindor and she falls in love with a boy from Slytherin. It's adorable. Nice. How she didn't become as big as Rebecca Black, I'll never know. But let me tell you a little history with me and Mere Kitty.
I never even heard of her before. I didn't know you had a history.
I have written one of my biggest downloaded videos on YouTube is my Star Trek Girl song I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten like 600,000 downloads.
No shit.
And and Holly, once again, it's one of those things I threw off in 5 minutes. See, that's what we're waiting on. We're waiting on me to throw off something in 5 minutes.
Exactly. Right, when is this going to happen? I've been waiting.
I don't know. I don't know. But listen, a week after I uploaded my Star Trek Girl song, she uploaded a song called Star Trek Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Full video, everything. Trying to show me up.
Right.
But I fell in love with her.
Oh, they just put C-Mac just put a gif in the chat of the wrestler's leg breaking. That's really nasty.
That's why I'm not looking at chat.
Yeah, don't look at that. Oh, God. It's just like it's hanging there by a thread.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So this girl, Mere Kitty, that's her name? Instead of Mere Cat, it's Mere Kitty.
Yeah, something like that.
Interesting. Never heard of her. I'll have to check her out. Is she Asian?
She is not Asian, but she is a good-looking Irish redheaded girl.
Oh, yeah. Cool. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Thank you for attending our first show here on More Like Radio, and hopefully they'll have us back again. And take us out, Andrew.
Okay, Holly.
You tall, dark, and Slytherin, what's a girl to do? You use your nimbus to sweep me off my feet, but now without you by my side, I feel incomplete. Slytherin and Gryffindor, parted by the sorting hat, from rival houses, boy, but we don't have to be like that, 'cause you've confined us me, and now I'm feeling well, like this is magical, I'm under your spell.
I never thought you'd be in my life, two different worlds that we'll collide, and you'll never be the way it was before, 'cause baby, I'm a Slytherin girl, you are a Griffin.
A corridor with tricks right up my sleeve. Bump into this girl that's on my floor. She just wants to see what would it be like to hold hands with someone dark who would have known you don't need a wand to start a spark.
I'll slither up to you. You can be my lion cub. Let's share a buddy beer down at Rosemary's Pub. I'll chase right after you. You are my golden snitch. I'll be your wizard love. You are my only witch. I never thought you'd be in my life. Two different worlds that we let collide. And you'll never be the way it was before. Cause baby, I'm a Slytherin. Girl, you are a Gryffindor. Yeah, 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 yeah. Cause baby, I'm a Slytherin. Girl, you are a Gryffindor. Oh girl, this isn't like me.
Two hearts quickly beating.
All love is taking hold.
The whole world is shining red and gold.
I never thought you'd be in my life. Two different worlds that we let collide. And it'll never be the way it was before. Cause baby, I'm a Slytherin. And girl, you are a Gryffindor. I never thought you'd be in my life. Two different worlds that we let collide. And it'll never be the way it was before. Cause baby, I'm a Slytherin. And girl, you are a Gryffindor. Cause baby, I'm a Slytherin. Girl, you are a Gryffindor.